And welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. And yes, the NIL genie is out of the bottle. Now, most of us remember that classic TV show from the 1960s called I Dream of Jeannie, where the bottle containing that lovely blonde genie, Barbara Eden, is found by astronaut Tony Nelson, Larry Hagman. For 5 years, the television series painted their new relationship as being cozy and lots of fun. Last Thursday, on July 1st, the proverbial genie has been let out of the bottle, as college student athletes are now permitted to start making money from their name, image, or likeness. Whatever that part means. The NIL. Up until then, college athletes had to accept that receiving up to a full academic scholarship, complete with room, board, and athletic gear, was all that they were permitted to receive from the university. In some of those private elite universities, that could be worth about $75,000 per year or more.
Yes!
For state universities, that's now likely to be about $20,000 to $30,000 a year that the student-athlete is eligible to receive in return for participating in the school's athletic programs. Still not too bad. Did you know that the NCAA actually did approve many cases, yes, before this NIL was approved on July 1st, where the student-athlete could make a request, such as a personal clothing line, or if the student wrote a book? The NCAA's own website stated that since 2015, over 200 waivers were requested by student-athletes to promote their own business or product, and 98% of those waivers were approved. The pay was restricted to a reasonable amount based on the product itself and not based on the perceived value of the endorsing athlete. The old rules prohibited the athletes from promoting commercial products and commercial services while enrolled at the university and playing ball for them. You see, there are many unscrupulous people with lots of money who just love to help highly sought athletes coming out of high school, as long as they come to play for their favorite university, that is. And the NCAA has been chasing these overzealous boosters for years. Sadly, the NCAA's inability to capture the bad guys has made them look like the Keystone Cops. Nonetheless, college athletes across the nation took the fight to earn money off their name, image, and likeness to the courts. And they won. Athletes may now sign endorsement deals for their autographs, personal appearances, product endorsements, and social media posts. These new NIL rules are being implemented like wildfire by state governments around the country, as, God forbid, no state wants their football or other athletic teams to be at a competitive disadvantage for very long. Those athletes might transfer out of state. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards just signed the Bayou States bill on the same day, July 1st, as the national ruling took effect. You have to wonder just how long it's going to take for high school kids to try to jump onto this perceived financial gravy train next. The Louisiana High School Athletic Association rules do not allow student athletes to profit under Louisiana's newly signed rule. Bylaw 1.25 of their handbook states, quote, "No students shall, at any time, receive any salary or financial compensation except for actual expenses," unquote. It's not going to take long for attorneys to jump on board and try to get this issue into the high schools next, soon. You watch. Let's pause now and consider, how much money can an athlete actually earn from these NIL type of endorsements and marketing deals? Well, you might be surprised. LSU's Olivia Dunn does not play football, basketball, or softball. Gymnast Olivia Dunn is a social media giant, though, with over 1.1 million followers on Instagram and another 3.9 million on TikTok. With 5 million persuadable people waiting for her next social media post, Olivia Dunn may become the highest-earning college student athlete in the nation soon. Her endorsements may top $1 million per year.
Excellent.
Due to her incredible following, which she brings to potential advertisers as the literal Pied Piper of her own social media accounts. Well, good for her. Gymnasts have an incredibly short career and do not compete professionally, at least for now, once their college days are over. So far, many college athletes have signed deals with regional food chains and the video game industry and other companies trying to reach young people in a similar age group. So how do college athletes, many of whom seem to have trouble finding their classrooms, find companies that are willing to make marketing deals like this? Agents, of course. There's the first red flag which goes up for naysayers about this NIL ruling. The NCAA allows students to utilize an agent to market their name, image, and likeness. but it prohibits student athletes from signing with agents who will be actively trying to market the athlete to a professional team while that athlete is participating in his or her sport and enrolled at the school. Here's an example. Savvy sports agent Maxwell Smart is signed by State University freshman quarterback T.D. Flinger to help him identify and evaluate some possible NIL endorsement deals. Over the next few years, Smart is successful, and Flinger has scored $50,000 a year in those endorsements and became a Heisman Trophy finalist to boot. When his playing days are ending and it's time to sign a professional sports contract, though, who do you think this quarterback is going to most likely utilize? Well, Indeed. You want some more trouble? Extend that friendly agent-player relationship down to the high school level, and you'll soon have college teams pre-packaging endorsement deals just to get old T.D. Flinger to come to their school in the first place. Will these new endorsement deals help drive players to stay in larger metropolitan areas rather than to go to schools like the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa or Clemson? For example, will the University of Houston or Rice University, both located in the Houston metro area with 6 million people, have a better chance of keeping local recruits now with more lucrative endorsement deals available in this large market's expanded set of advertisers? Same thing for Los Angeles schools like USC and UCLA. Will they benefit in the same manner on the West Coast? If you thought that point-shaving scandals in football and basketball in the past were a problem, what if a key football quarterback or a basketball point guard, for example, were signed to an endorsement deal by a shady agent? It wouldn't take very much to remind our college quarterback, T.D. Flinger, that one of his sponsors noticed that the Las Vegas over and under point total for his upcoming game against the arch rivals at Beaverskin Tech is now at 49 points.
Sell, sell, sell!
Winning that game, but keeping the point total less than 49 points would really, really make that sponsor very happy. You see what I mean? And don't forget our friends at the Internal Revenue Service. They'll be watching carefully too. Even for college student athletes at the lowest of tax brackets, the IRS will be expecting to receive their percentage of any NIL deals too. And we would hate to see our star college quarterback, T.D. Flinger, being tackled by IRS agents heading into halftime for failure to pay taxes on a few years' worth of those endorsements. Though you may hear many in the sports media proclaiming that getting college athletes a piece of this financial pie is the greatest thing to come along in decades, remember that letting that genie out of the bottle can bring any number of unexpected problems as well. College sports, as we knew them, and like so many other things these days, is now changing at warp speed. I can't see how any of these changes will actually improve the on-field quality of any college sport. We will soon find out, though, how this new infusion of money into the pockets of some student athletes will change them, their relationships with their less glamorous teammates, and how they are perceived in the future by college sports fans in general. Yes, the cork is officially off the bottle, and it's going to be really hard to get it back on. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.